to be funny.
He's the butcher. He's the blade. He's my best friend.
That's very funny.
And we don't say a word.
Oh my God, if we had five people to go as the family, that'd be very funny. Moe, are we rolling?
Hey, yes, we are, Red.
Holy goddamn crow. Moe, this is Loser Leaves Wrestling, the news you can't lose. My name is Red Jefferson. I'm here with Moe Jaswell. Moe, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Red. I was just thinking right now how you don't let me introduce myself anymore. You tried to do that for maybe the first couple times. It used to be like, and I'm with, and I'd have to be like, Moe Jaswell, and I don't get to do that anymore.
Oh, okay, that's fair. I always, because in my brain, I keep... In all honesty, I'm not going to say the podcast that I always listen to and what I modeled the podcast after, but they do it that way and it gets stuck in my head. I have to stop doing that.
Because podcast, yeah.
I'm blah, blah, blah. I'm here with blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. How are we doing today? And I'm literally taking that.
I didn't know that because I don't listen to this very popular podcast.
Who knows what it's called? I don't even remember. My name is Red Jefferson. I'm here with...
Moe Jaswell.
That's me snapping my fingers.
That feels better, right?
It feels pretty good.
Add some sound effects to it. Yeah.
We really should. We should get an air horn. I just want to get a soundboard in my room here so that I could just go like, oh, behave, toilet flush, burp, burp, burp. Like, really have some.
Please don't. That would just become your life. Like, it would not just be for this moment.
All my content from here on out would require the soundboard be there.
Have you ever tried to do that? That used to be big in like early 2000s, like prank calling people as Austin Powers or something. Like you just have like eight phrases, like, you know, and you just hit them. I'll be back as Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, ah, oh, get to
I
the
had
job
a little soundboard.
To...
I had a little soundboard, but this was as soon as the first iPad came out. So this was like 2008, 2009, and. Mm-hmm. I had an old wrestling podcast called the Tower of Power Wrestling Hour. That was the first.
I'm not the first? There's another? No. How many more are there? What are you talking about?
There is a graveyard of wrestling podcasts.
Oh, God.
They've all died. But I had a soundboard there that had a bunch of different things, and it was very distracting. It was very distracting. We'll talk more about those.
Oh, you did try to do...
I tried it.
Okay,
it doesn't work.
Fair, yeah.
It does not work. It's no fun. But this is the news you can't lose. We got the news coming between November 8th and November 14th. That's this Saturday. This is a Saturday that we're recording this. And boy, Moe, do we have a bunch of stuff to talk about. Just a whole heap load of information. Let's see.
That's
let's
great.
Go off the top here.
AEW
announces console game. We found out this past, Tuesday, that AEW's got this game in the works. And they've got their other two. They have two other games. They have a manager mode and then a casino game. Moet, on a level of 1 to 10, how disappointed?
How disappointed?
Yeah.
What's 10? Is that
with the reveal?
The reveal was it was so stupid and cheeky. I think they did a whole like Apple Steve Jobs gimmick.
Sure.
But I thought it was fun.
That was fun. I guess maybe my question is.
Stupid in a good way.
You weren't disappointed with the graphics or the look of the game, how it looks like a, what does it look like, action figures?
I was disappointed in how much they showed us because I was thinking that, like, if for such a big reveal, like this big announcement that they hyped up for like about a week or so, like I just expected a little bit more. But these things, you just don't know. It's very clearly like, raw footage or something that they're going to be working on. So I just have no idea what it's going to actually look like in the end. It looks very bad for console footage, but I don't think that's what it's going to be. You know, it's just hard to tell. The main thing that I got out of it was that Yuke's is going to be developing it. The same people that did No Mercy and the Def Jam video games. So
I love those Def Jam video games.
Yeah, those were good. Yeah. So that's potentially great. That's potentially great news. Just on that.
Aren't you excited about this casino game?
No, I don't. What is the... Is it just like fucking
I did so little research on this. I just like... As soon as I saw that, as soon as they said it's a casino game, where I guess it's just their pictures on cards, I don't know how they make it AEW rather than just being the cheapest bastards in the world that just stamp an AEW stamp everywhere. I just didn't do any research. I think it's a card game thing.
That one, I don't know why they would do that one. Like, why they would spend the energy to create that. Maybe they could make some money off of it. It just, I don't understand. The GM game, though. The GM game, I'm going to say I will not play. But I am excited that it's happening.
I want to play it. I want to like those games, but I'm always disappointed. Do you remember playing the general manager in Raw vs. SmackDown?
No, see, because I never really delved into that stuff, the GM type stuff. But did you play it?
Oh, I loved it. Hold on. Let me rephrase. I did not love it. I love the idea of it. Like, when I played those old 2K games, the NBA 2K games, like, they had this general manager mode where you draft people, you try to set up this team, so then you can, and you never actually play. And I like that. I love stats. But for some reason, the WWE one did not sell me on it. It did not do a good job of that type of situation, and I'm just don't know if I have the interest enough to even try this AEW game.
That makes sense. Yeah, I like it because you know that Tony Khan sort of started out that way. When he was like a teenager, he used to play GM games all the time because he loved it so much. And now to think that that guy now is running, not only running an AEW or running his own wrestling company, but he can also make his version of the GM game too. Yeah, like, it's this real crazy. Beautiful, like, full circle.
It's crazy that TK did that with nothing but a small $1 billion loan from his father. That's crazy.
Let me call him TK, keep him down to earth. So
I really like
relatable.
Breaking him down. Keep yourself grounded, TK. Next up, we got some more news. A little sad. Jake the Snake Roberts has been diagnosed with a chronic lung disease. Lung disease. And to be honest, I'm just going to be frank here. The fact that he's alive is a miracle. And, the fact that he has a chronic lung disease certainly sounds like it.
I think he would agree, too. I think he would agree that it's a miracle that he's still alive. I think DDP yoga really saved his life. There's nothing new to me saying that. But, I don't know. It didn't really hit me too hard when I found out that he had lung disease. I was like, because he even said some stuff about like how awful smoking is and how he kind of became addicted to that early on or something, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, so he still smokes to this day, I think.
Probably. Yeah, it's hard to give up, especially, you know, even when you know it's bad for you. So.
Yeah. But we wish him well. And in all honesty, it's not something that's like, I don't think it's like one of those you have this many times to live. It's just a nagging thing for a while. It's going to be a nagging deal, which, that's what you get when you smoke, you know, that's what we get when we smoke. I have to stop smoking. I picked up smoking.
What? Oh, no. I didn't think you were. That's just funny. That's right there.
I have so many. I have so many around here. It's a fun thing to do.
I always thought smokers.
You look
growing
cool.
Up,
you feel cool. It's outstanding. Can't recommend
smokers
it
are the coolest
enough.
People. They're the coolest people at parties. I always hung out with them because they're the nicest. You know.
I started smoking when in my 20s because it was just good social thing.
It was easy. If you had anxiety, it was easy to jump in.
Jump in. People could talk to you. It's easy social fodder. Very good stuff. Yeah. Okay, next up, we got another one here. We got a Tony Schimmel has been let go from the company. Longtime announcer Tony Schimmel. In all honesty, I'm surprised that he was still there. I didn't even realize. And I don't necessarily care. It's just more so, no offense, Tony Schimmel, bless you. But I couldn't recognize your voice between anyone else's, right? Like, I don't hear Tony Schimmel's voice. I'm like, oh, that's Tony Schimmel.
Yeah. I can't even picture what his face looks like. I just see Justin Roberts, basically.
Well, let's move on. We don't have to talk about that. I'm making a joke that it really doesn't matter.
What is important about that to me, I'm not sure if this is another thing in your list, another topic, but I've read that internally people are being told at WWE that they're just not going to do house shows again, even when COVID's around, or at least to the capacity that they're doing. So they're like cutting down on these like extra crew members, the like road team people, for good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you hear all the numbers? Like, not, I don't know the numbers, but the reasoning why they're cutting off the house shows, how they're basically, they're making just as much money not doing the house shows than they were doing right now.
Oh, yeah. Which is, like, I think makes 100% sense.
It does.
Nothing shocking about that.
Yeah, they were using them mostly for merchandise, to sell merchandise, and to give their younger wrestlers a little bit more time in front of a live audience before going to the... And they have NXT, and they have WWE Shop. So they really don't need it at all.
From a business perspective, I think it makes sense to not have to deal with that, because I don't think house shows are as necessary as they used to be. Like, I think in the 90s, I think, and or before that even, like, they were really fun. You get a chance to see your wrestlers in, like, smaller towns that you don't get. Like, they came to my town when I was, like, 7. Belleville is a small town an hour away from Toronto. Like, you never, ever expect to see them in your hometown. So it was such an exciting thing. Oh man, did I ever tell you about that sequence?
What?
Yeah, it was really bad. My parents, bad in terms for wrestling's sake, like that and not, but like, my parents didn't know much about wrestling. They knew that me and my brother were excited about it, so they went. There was a wrestler named Tatanka, right? He was there. Oh. And there are these two white, very concerned, just redneck people. I don't know how to say, but they were like very unmistakable. They were just went to talk. He was a heel at the time, I think. I'd have to assume, because they kept screaming, "Kill the Indian! Kill the Indian!" And I'll just never forget that feeling of my parents huddling us closer, trying not to stare too much at them, because they didn't know. And it was a very racist society, you know. Sure. They didn't know. Nobody knew.
That's a very funny bit.
That's really good.
That's a very funny memory. That's a very interesting memory.
Yeah. So that can't happen anymore.
That belongs in a thing, though. That's a very real scene.
It's real sad and funny. It's a lot of things. Yeah, so like those moments aren't going to happen as often anymore, I'd assume. And so from a cultural standpoint, I think there's a loss.
I do like house shows. They're always fun. But one of the thing is, it's good for the wrestlers because there's less time on the road. Like, this is going to be could be a big benefit for them in terms of their health. And a big thing for WWE to say, oh, they are independent contractors. Look how little they work now. It's going to be a big boom for them. So hopefully this is better for the wrestlers' health. Moving on, Moat. Survivor Series 2020 is going to be the final farewell for The Undertaker. Have you heard about this?
I did.
And
I was surprised. Yeah.
They got some big names coming. You ever hear of a guy named Savio Vega?
Whoa. That's huge. He's still alive.
Yeah, he's still alive. Do you think this is really his final farewell, or you think this is a gimmick?
I thought for sure he'd be back. He'd kind of hold it out for a WrestleMania moment to end it there. I thought for sure he was going to end it friggin' 3 years ago at WrestleMania, whatever it was, when he was against Roman Reigns. And it was a super, super boring match. And he took off all his jacket and his hat and put it in the ring and then just showed up the fucking next week or whatever, ruining the mistake. Like, I remember being so bored by that match because it was like 6 hours into the event or something. Very boring match. I think he got concussed, so you know there's that. But it was very boring. But I knew, like, well, this
did
is
we
probably
go to that WrestleMania?
No, I remember watching it. Actually, at your house.
Oh yeah.
I think I watched it at your house with all those other folks.
Really?
I don't remember that. With Roy, because Roy's probably watching it. Yeah.
Hey, Roy.
He sometimes listens.
He sometimes listens.
I got worried about, like, should I say his name? But, like, why would I not say his name? So, anyways. I remember being like, okay, well, this is his last match. And then it'll be a big deal. And I remember feeling kind of emotional when he took off his jacket and his hat and just being betrayed. So I have no idea how to feel about this one, if it's actually his last. I don't know.
I 100% think it's a gimmick to get AJ Styles to ruin it somehow. And there's going to be one last match. He's going to do one last thing at WrestleMania this year.
There's, like, poetry to him trying to end it at Survivor Series specifically, because he debuted in Survivor Series 30 years ago.
Yeah.
But I don't see... But nobody cares about Survivor Series now.
Yeah, I don't see him ending it not in a match. Like, I don't see him having, like, a a party at Survivor. That's weird to me. This is a gimmick. This is an angle, and I feel like he wants to have a good match on his way out, and AJ Styles can do that.
If you're going to have a retirement party, you're not going to hire Savio Vega. I'm sorry for yeah, Savio. Oh, give him... He's way down my list of people I want to hang out. Like, yeah, I mean, he's admittedly a bit higher up the list, but still.
I love how DX has such a proud crew. The Click has such a proud... Look at the Click, and then you look at the Bone Street crew.
I forgot about that crew. I forgot about that whole thing. They had matching jackets or something.
Yeah, yeah, they have tattoos.
They had tattoos. That's what it was. Yeah. Yeah,
got little tattoos on their stomachs.
I wouldn't... On their little stomachs.
On their little baby stomachs.
little tattoo. You got little a little tattoo on your little stomach. Look at that.
But I'm interested in it. I'm going to watch. Going to watch Survivor Series.
I'll keep an ear open.
I watched SmackDown this week. That was weird.
Really?
Yeah, I watched it yesterday.
What happened?
It was just whatever. It was a lot of whatever.
Okay.
I wish I saw the Bayley versus Sasha Banks match. I wish I saw that the week before, because apparently that was cool and it got big ratings. But I did not see that. And I saw Rollins versus Rey Mysterio.
Okay. And, oh, that's still happening. Wow.
Yeah, Buddy Murphy betrayed Rollins. So now that's the feud going on now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know about that.
Yeah.
That's good. I mean, they're both incredible wrestlers. I just wish they were, I don't know.
I wish I cared. I just wish I cared. Yeah. Moving on. We got another one here. AEW signs Jade Cargill to a multi-year deal from her outstanding performance this week. Like, how could you not pick her up?
Is she famous? Does she have connections?
I don't think so. I think, she has connections to AEW. She was in WWE. She had a tryout with WWE, and she was trained by QT Marshall. So that's why.
Oh, okay. There you go. That's
trained by QT Marshall. So good for her. She, in all honesty, I don't know how she is a worker. I think she could be someone that's entertaining because she did have some moments there. If you rewatch it, there were some moments when she started to get a little bit more comfortable, but it was sandwiched in by a really terrible opener and a really terrible ending.
Yeah, she, like, mannerisms were down. She had, good attitude, you know?
She has a presence.
She had good body language. And physically, she looks incredible, too.
Yeah. She's ripped.
But,
she is chiseled.
Everything rough as hell. I don't know.
Rough opener.
I'm just wondering why they keep hiring. Like, they know they have an issue with the women's division. I don't know why they don't hire. There's tons of, like, very talented performers out there.
Well, we don't know how she is as a in-ring performer yet, you know? She could be great. She could be
That's
great.
True.
So I'm going to hold off a little bit. Hopefully she gets better, and we wish her well, Jade. We wish you well, Jade, in case you're listening. And make sure to follow us on Instagram and on YouTube at Loser Leaves Wrestling and Loser Leaves Pod at Twitter. And make sure to check in with the mailbag. Send your questions into the mailbag at loserleavespod@gmail.com. We got mailbag, but not yet. We still got two more news stories.
Oh, boy.
MLW's new show Fusion premieres on November 18th. Right before Dynamite. So it's going to be the hour before Dynamite is going to be that. That's a long wrestling night. Are we going to cover it, Bowen?
We could. Do you want to?
I don't know.
Is it? It's a show. It's a show on TV.
I think it's free.
Yeah, let's watch it. That'll be fun. ACH is on it,
yeah.
I guess.
ACH and Leo Rush.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Oh, if ACH faces Leo Rush, that'd be pretty cool.
That'd be good. Yeah, yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
I like them.
I like them, too. Great job, MLW. And next up, we get the last thing. The last thing of the night. Zelina Vega has been released.
Ooh.
You hear about this?
I was up on that news yesterday. I was watching that. That was big.
So
big.
Zelina Vega released, potentially because of her support for unionization. She said some support, and she was reached out by SAG, the leader of SAG. On Twitter saying, like, you know, liking her unionization tweet and then saying, hey, email me. This is big.
Yeah. And Andrew Yang got into it again.
What did he say?
He didn't say anything too spicy. He was just, oh, he did. He said, He said something like, "I haven't forgotten about Vince McMahon" or something. It felt really like wrestling, storyline. It's like, "Don't think I forgot about Vince McMahon." That's basically all he did. He just kind of, I think he just showed support in some small way on Twitter, as far as we know.
God.
Yeah. But he's still watching.
I hope he becomes a Secretary of Labor.
Yeah. Because of Vince?
No, actually, I would like him to be part of his small business administration. I think Bernie should be the Secretary of Labor.
Yeah. Bernie won't happen because corporate Democrats are...
No, it'll never happen. Yeah, they're pretty rough. Curse us all. Hey, curse. This is the news you can't lose, but guess what? We've got some mailbag!
Okay.
That's my New Day saying mailbag.
All right, let's do it. Oh, I like it, yeah.
Mailbag.
Here we go.
Mailman Moet. Here we go. Speedy Delivery. I'm going to call you Speedy Delivery. Remember that guy?
The Speedy Gonzalez?
No, Speedy Delivery. Speedy Gonzalez. Speedy Delivery from Mr. Rogers. He was the mail person.
Oh, okay. Who's
Speedy?
Who's Speedy Gonzalez? That's a guy, right? Yeah, that's the little...
That's
like,
the racist little Looney Tunes character.
What makes him racist? He's got a...
Oh, he falls... Oh, you do not want to ask how
he's
racist...
He's got a hat, and the hat's troubling. I don't remember how he's racist. I was like...
If you watch it, and like, what, I've been watching a lot of old Looney Tunes, and I'll tell you what, they were insensitive.
Okay, all right. Maybe this is made for another podcast.
Yeah, we'll episode. Do you get to go to... But what kind of mail we got today, Moet? How many messages?
I gotta check. I was staring at pictures of Speedy Gonzalez. I'm sorry. Oh, here we go. We're in now. We got three. We got three today.
It's crazy how there seems to be three each week.
Well, I won't say that's all, one I'm just going to vet.
Yeah, I think it's smart if we stick it to three. Well, because we got to limit it somehow.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with. So we got one. If you're ready for this,
Who?
We're going to listen to Billy C. from Tallahassee. Oh,
Billy
that's cute.
C. from Tallahassee. That's very sweet.
You think, yeah. Why don't you ever cover Impact Wrestling? Did you ever like TNA? We're just focusing on AEW, basically. Yeah it's a lot
we don't
cover
Impact because, in all honesty, I don't find it terribly interesting. It's hard to... have you tried watching it at all during the COVID?
Yeah, it is. It is a little bit more awkward without the crowd.
Yeah,
that's why. Yeah, it's tough without a crowd.
Yeah,
that's my issue with it. But also, yeah, I don't know. There is like, there are teams and wrestlers I like a lot that are in Impact. It's just too much. It's too much to keep track of, honestly.
Did you ever like the show? Did you ever like TNA?
I did.
Was there a portion when you watched it?
There was actually. I didn't watch it regularly because I didn't really know how to at the time, but I was really into, I guess mid-2000s TNA. Mm-hmm. There was one match that got me back into wrestling. I stopped a little bit, but I got back. It might be a little bit later, but it was AJ Styles versus Christopher Daniels versus Samoa Joe.
No, that was like 2006, 2007.
Yeah, I want to say maybe just a little. Yeah, 2005 felt a little early.
Actually, it might be 2005 because Joe went there around that time.
That match is one of the best matches I've ever seen, but it might be biased because I didn't know wrestling could look like that when I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that's where wrestling had gone to, and that really opened up like this whole floodgate. I didn't know Samoa Joe that well. I didn't know AJ Styles that well. So at the time, and then they had was it 8-sided ring or 6-sided ring or something?
Yeah.
It looked goofy as hell, but they made it work in that match. And I thought TNA was the future. When I saw that at the time, I was like, "That this talent is incredible," and I put all of my money into it, figuratively. And then Dixie Carter kind of fucked it all up, apparently.
Sure. When I first heard TNA, I didn't get the joke for years. I didn't get the TNA joke at all.
Yeah.
For years after, and I kept saying it, like, oh, "I watched WWE and TNA," and stuff like that. And to people that aren't wrestling fans, I'm sure. Or like I'm talking about, because I talked about, I couldn't imagine how many times people heard me say that and me being unwillingly no. But either way, I used to like TNA.
Embarrassing. There's so many things in wrestling that make me embarrassed to be a fan. Calling it a company TNA for that explicit reason is just,
And then they have the abbreviation be, or the acronym. Total Nonstop Action. Like, that's just the lamest shit. And it sounds like literally like a bad Mad Libs.
Yeah. I mean, All Elite Wrestling is pretty dumb, too, I gotta say. I think there's, I don't know. Total Nonstop Action didn't even affect me when I heard it, because I'm just used to stupid shit in wrestling, and that's part of the charm of it as well. It's all dumb, but...
You remember Matt Hardy and Jeff Hardy's promotion, Omega?
No, I didn't watch it.
No, did I never watched it either. I know, but like their acronym, their acronym, Omega's an acronym.
Oh, is it? I didn't know
that. Yeah, and it ends in grappling arts.
Okay, that's a stretch. It is a grappling art, though. I mean,
I kind of like that. I like that term better than sports entertainment.
Yeah, definitely. It gives it a little bit more legitimacy, I think. Sports entertainment is a farce. Anyways, let's move on.
Yeah.
Number two, we got, this is from Camel Kush 300. If they make a live action SpongeBob, what wrestlers should play SpongeBob? Ooh, these are the types of questions that we are meant to answer.
Yeah, this is, all honesty, this is really at our wheelhouse. Do you have anyone that comes off the top of your head?
Well, let's think about the qualities of SpongeBob. Nobody off the top of my head, but let's figure this out. Hold on. Do you have anybody?
I got a couple.
Oh, my gosh. I need to catch up.
Well, the qualities of SpongeBob, he has to be, it can't be a wrestler that takes themselves too seriously. It has to be someone a little aloof. Preferably someone that doesn't mind looking like an idiot.
John Silver
would make a great SpongeBob. That would be a great SpongeBob. That's actually very good. That's better than my I have two.
We gotta dig into it, but yeah, what are yours?
I had Marco Stunt.
Okay. Oh yeah.
That's, Marco Stunt. So I can just imagine him. I'm ready. I see him basically doing that. And I also have really this good. Other one, though. Otis.
Who's Otis? Oh, Otis from WWE.
You paint him yellow.
He's a goddamn sponge.
He's a square.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I see it. He's a SpongeBob has a couple of different forms, though. Are you saying, like, because he has been buff SpongeBob a couple times. Sure. Daddy Sponge. But he's usually, you know...
I like John Silver, though. John Silver's really good. John Silver is SpongeBob.
Because, you got to be funny, but, how would SpongeBob be as a pro wrestler, though?
I'd imagine pretty Marco Stuntish. It would be very Marco Stuntish.
Yeah, because he wouldn't be John Silver's strong. He's fast, you know.
Yeah.
I see SpongeBob being kind of goofy and sort of like a strongman character at times, if he can be.
Well, then maybe John Silver. I like John Silver's SpongeBob. I'd pick Squidward to be Lance Storm.
I got Peter Avalon first.
Yeah. Okay, that's really good. That's really good. And that's very good. Peter Avalon is a great Squidward, actually. And Patrick, Jake Hager. Jake Hager.
Yeah, that's actually a great duo. That's good. That's very good.
Lord.
You see Peter Avalon's new gimmick, by the way? Before we move on,
you know, I saw something. I wasn't paying attention on Dark, but I saw a little bit.
It was like a minute long. It was very quick, but it gives me a lot of hope because he's doing the. You ever see the Continental on SNL? The old things that Christopher Walken would do. He's basically doing that. The exact same ripoff. You could even call it
to the camera.
It's the camera. The cameraman has like a red glove, similar, you know, and. Yeah, it's like a minute long where he's like on a date with a really, you know, with a woman. It doesn't matter. So he's on a date with somebody. Sorry, the cameraman, first person. I'm losing it, Red. Sorry, but he's like sweet talking the cameraman. It moves out and they're basically in an elevator.
I did see that. I saw the last half of it.
Very, very silly. Very silly, but I think he could pull it off.
I think that's very fun.
Oh, he's pretty Peter Avalon now. That's what his name is.
Wasn't that his name on the Indies?
Probably.
He was out in PAC Theater in the theater I used to go to. He'd do shows there. They had they have a show at PAC Theater. I forget what it's called, but it's like a wrestling comedy show, a hybrid show that I was always upset that they did, and I don't think they did right, and I wish I did instead. But either way, he was on that a lot, and I remember when he was on AEW, I was just like, oh, I know that guy.
I saw LA guy. He's really good. He's really good if he away from this librarian gimmick. I think he's great.
Yeah.
I watched him eat a sandwich at Subway by himself one time.
Yeah,
it was pretty cool.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I stared at him the all entire right. time.
It took this a Russell Circus
minutes.
Deal?
Yeah, it actually was. Yeah. It was, there's a Subway across the street. We're like, and he was there, and I didn't say anything, but I did time him, and it was about 8 minutes, 42 seconds. He ate the sandwich alone. And then I gave him space. That's what happened.
And I let him be. I didn't try to disrupt him any further.
Not going
to
be weird. I'm not going to be weird, but you know, this is, yeah.
I bet he's appreciative.
I didn't do that. I did, but I did see him eat a sandwich. All right. Next email. We got, this one's from Pippin.
Pippin.
Pippin from Hump Tulips. Wow. I think that's what the hell is Wah?
Washington.
All right.
That's too good.
This is
too good.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense now. It's an abbreviation of Washington. Pippin from Hump Tulips, Washington. Who do you think should be released from WWE so they can go to AEW? Aleister Black, I'd be excited about.
Actually, that might even be a possibility.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. More realistically, he could. I read this morning he's asking to go to NXT, so to get away from whatever brand he's on now. So maybe he could just be like, get me out of here. Let's go to AEW. He'd be really good.
And you said Ricochet?
Maybe Ricochet.
He would fit in real well.
I don't know if he would. I don't know. I just like him. I think he is incredible, and it's a shame that he's been given nothing. Oh, Cesaro.
I was just about to say, Cesaro is the one that I want there, because
Cesaro.
I feel like if anyone deserves it, needs it, he's 40. He's like, I think he's 40 now, just about, if not a little bit over. You know, and he's still in great shape, and he could go for another 10 years, honestly. But that being said, I want to see him have success now. I see him as a champion now. I see him being he's the Randy Couture of wrestling.
Yeah.
He could be 50s, and I still believe him.
Yeah, he could have. He should be champion this entire time. I thought he was always champion material, caliber from his. He's so incredible with what he can do. And it's such a shame of how much they restrict him. Like the giant swing, it's just such a small example, but like nobody does that now, and he made it like into such a big moment every time until they took it away from him. You know,
it's crazy how they keep cutting him off at the knees. He keeps making something out of nothing, and he doesn't have those attributes that they really love, but he has so many other ones that are just as valuable, but they don't deem him so. They don't deem those attributes to be at the level. Like, they want you to be able to talk about anything whenever they want you to. And he just can't do that.
Yeah, it's a shame. Yeah, they just want this like perfect like package wrestler each time, and like they don't work with weaknesses. Like, I think that's just a weakness of his, and it doesn't need to deter him from being reaching its full potential.
And that's why I think AEW is going to be real good. It's just in terms of having a place for these misfits to go.
You ever did you ever see his tag team with Chris Hero, Kings of Wrestling?
I saw pieces.
Incredible. Yeah. Absolutely incredible. I only got to see a couple matches. I missed out because like when they got to WWE, that's where I found out about them as a tag team and how they kind of got split up when they got there. Boy, that'd be amazing to see them do one more run again. I don't know what they would look like today, if it would even work the same way, but yeah.
Well, that I have to watch the Sami Zayn and Cesaro matches again. I really want to watch those.
Yeah, you do. Those are always great.
He's been so consistent. I want to just watch. I would love a compilation of him and WWE, because like, and one of the great things about WWE, for the most part, they give him time in the ring.
Yeah.
They may not give him time behind the mic. They may not have him win matches, and he'll never get past the certain point that they keep him at. But they give him time in the ring, where he has had consistently. He's probably been the best TV wrestler of the past decade.
Mm-hmm. I think right? So. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's just incredible
and durable. He doesn't get injured.
Yeah, listen, I don't think so. He got that horrible teeth injury.
But he didn't even miss time.
No, he no, put he in was some... showing off to yeah. the camera. He's like, ah, look at me. Oh, it's
what
so
a
gross.
Great guy, Claudio yeah, Cafe.
Claudio, yeah.
Claudio Castagnoli. You ever see his sketch, Claudio's Coffee?
No, oh, that what is that in WWE?
No, it was before he even came. I think it was just something he did for YouTube. And talk about how he loves coffee and he hates beer.
Oh no, that sounds familiar, but I can't.
Yeah, I'll send it to you again. I'll send it to you.
That sounds fun.
But is that all the mailbag that we have, Moet?
That's all I'm going to say this week, Red.
That's smart. Yeah. We have to cap it off because we can't have these hour-long conversations. We had too much fun today, to be honest. This is very relaxed. Too relaxed, if you ask me. This is Loser Leaves Wrestling. This is the news you can't lose. Please follow us on all the platforms. Listen to a podcast and rate it when you listen to it. Afterwards, you rate it. That's the commission. That's the payment. You're not paying anything out of pocket but your love. And follow us on all the things. Loser Leaves Wrestling, Loser Leaves Pod at Gmail, and Loser Leaves Pod at Twitter for your Twitter needs. And my name is Red Jefferson. What's your name?
Moet Jaswal.
Man, we're going to get going. Hey, Moet, if you had any superpower right now, what would it be?
I want to just eat, like, pasta forever.
Eat pasta forever, everyone. Bye. Oh, eating pasta forever actually sounds pretty. It sounds.